We were driving back to Los Angeles when suddenly two nigger choppers, or Black Hawks, appeared over the horizon. I knew we were in trouble, so I loaded my Stinger missile launcher. The cop asked me what was going on and I told him to just drive. The two choppers fired long-range missiles at our car, so I was unable to return fire. I spotted the flags on the chopper and saw that they were from South Africa. This confused me because as far as I knew, South Africa was the slavery capital of the world. Moments before the missiles struck, I informed the policeman he was fucked and I exited the door of the car landing perfectly. The cop car exploded and the two choppers did a 180 and left before I could shoot them down. I was stranded, but luckily I saw a bus which I got on. All of the seats were taken, so I told a nigger to get up because those are the rules, and when he refused I broke his neck, threw his dead body out of a window, and sat down. The bus driver and several of the patrons did not take kindly to what I just did and told me that we were in the 21st century now, and a bunch of shit about civil rights and Martin Luther King and blah blah blah. I told them all to shut the fuck up and told the bus driver to do his job. He said okay and stopped the bus, and told me to get off. I laughed for a long time and then I got up and walked to the front of the bus, and told him to repeat himself. When he did, I splooged in his throat, wrapped rope around his neck, tied him into the back of the bus, and dragged him to death. I was driving for a while and I got fed up listening to the passengers' complaints, so I weighed down the accelerator, and jumped off the bus, and watched the bus drive off a cliff. When it landed, it looked like it does when Wile E. Coyote lands in those cartoons, so it was hilarious. I was close enough to Los Angeles to walk now, but as I was walking, a gang of niggers spotted me and shouted at me. I shot 10 of them and the final 3 I just wounded and shot their knees and elbows multiple times until both joints were permanently shattered, and then I left them in the street. I flagged down a taxi which luckily had a white driver, and we made fun of niggers and I made him drive me to the airport. When he said the fare was 56.30, I gave him a pint of nigger blood, and he said thanks and left. I walked through the whites only metal detector, and it didn't go off, because whites are allowed to have guns. I walked past the shoe guy and all of that shit, and I carried on 3 bags of hand grenades and multiple other weapons, and I didn't check them because fuck you, that's why. A bunch of niggers and sand niggers complained, but I told them I am white, and they shut up. I booked a flight to South Africa, and there were a bunch of niggers going there, but they weren't being put in the luggage cabin with all the other trash, and I asked the stewardess why. She told me they had paid for tickets, and I laughed and said no, seriously, and she said she was serious. My jaw dropped and I told her I would be right back, and attached 30 nooses on either wing of the plane, and rounded up all of the niggers who would be on the flight. I tied them all up and put their necks into the nooses. Then I got on the plane and made the pilot take off. I told everyone we'd be serving roasted nigger flesh, and I pulled in the dead niggers from the wing when we were 40,000 feet in the air, because I'm fucking Moon Man and I can do that shit, and I grilled them and I put the in-flight movie on, which was obviously Birth of a Nation. I asked some of the white people on the plane if they were excited that they'd got to go lynch some niggers in South Africa, and they informed me that apartheid had been abolished by an ultra nigger named Nelson Mandela. When I told them I'd just kill him, they doubted me. Well, I went to sleep in first class after smoking 2 Cubans and drinking some expensive wine and fucking everyone's mother. I'd kill Nelson Mandela when we landed. KKK, 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 KKK.